have a special guest with us today. Ray Smith is an area visiting from California. To refresh your memory, Ray graduated from Seaman High School in 1964 as the first state champion in school history. He went on to compete in wrestling and football at K-State and finished up playing football at Washburn after an injury prevented him from continuing his wrestling career. After earning his undergraduate degree and master's, he made his way into the business world and eventually landed in Southern California, where he currently resides. To help mark the 50th anniversary of his state championship, Ray was inducted into the Seaman Wrestling Hall of Fame in the fall of 2013. Ray, welcome to the program. It's been a pleasure and an honor to finally get the chance to meet you after several years of calls and emails. What does it mean to you to come back and spend a little time at your alma mater?
Well, it's been overwhelming. Everything is new and different and changed, including the building. It's quite a structure and very impressive.
You've been away for over 50 years now. What lessons learned while a student and athlete in the Seaman District have carried you on as you've made your way in life?
From wrestling and from living has been that the best advice I can give young people is to stay away from unhealthy habits, which can potentially lead to real issues. And just follow your dreams. I think that's another life lesson I've learned, is follow what your dreams are and what you're passionate about, what you love doing, and don't let anyone talk you out of that.
As you toured around the school today, what impressed you most about how much things are different now, and what struck you as being similar or unchanged from the 60s when you were strolling the halls of Seaman High School?
One of the differences I noticed is how quiet during classroom time it was. It's just very structured, and it creates, my impression was, it creates such a good environment to learn all that there is to offer in the classrooms.
All right, sort of similar to a previous question, but what advice would you give our student athletes as they prepare for both their athletic seasons and life beyond the playing fields?
Well, of course, obviously, it's the work hard every day, whether it's two-a-day or three-a-day practices. Physically stay fit, run, work out, follow the coach's advice. And I think beyond the physical is just as important to me, to keep emotionally and spiritually fit to whatever degree there's some sort of a higher power or something that you can seek out that gives you peace, not just peace emotionally, but a peace of that there's a purpose that each of us have and a drive within that purpose needs to be found and pursued to give that total peace of mind and spiritual, emotional lift.
All right, well, thank you for taking the time to stop in while you're in the area. Safe travels as you head back to California. We really appreciate you and are honored to call you one of our own. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
That's it for this edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.